Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China has announced that it will limit exports of petroleum products to North Korea to comply with United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump dubbed North Korea's leader a madman Friday, a day after the communist country hinted it may explode a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific Ocean.
Little rocket man, we're going to do it because we really have no choice. We really have no choice. Now he's talking about a massive weapon exploding over the ocean, Pacific Ocean, which causes tremendous, tremendous calamity.
Mr. Trump was speaking during a campaign rally in the southern state of Alabama. State media says Iran has successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile that was on display in a military parade Friday. State television aired footage of the test and in-flight video from the nose cone Saturday. It was not clear, however, when and where the test launch of the missile was conducted. The missile has a range of 2,000 kilometers and has the capacity to carry several warheads. President Hassan Rouhani said Friday at the military parade that Iran would strengthen its missile program without seeking any country's permission. It was also said that Washington is not likely to be pleased with any new missile test. Iran has entered a deal with six world powers, that's Russia, China, France, Germany, Britain, and the U.S., to limit its nuclear program. This is VOA News.